Welcome to our second teaching session on hesychastic prayer. In this session, we'll be focusing on a key word in the Jesus Prayer, the word mercy. What does mercy mean in the context of the Jesus Prayer? And what does it mean to ask Jesus for mercy? Scripture tells us repeatedly that the Lord is good and that his mercy endures forever. This is a remarkable claim, that the Lord's mercy endures forever. Often in the Gospels, Jesus invites his listeners to think about the way that a loving parent would treat their own child in order to give us a sense of how God will treat us. If a child is hungry and asks their parent for bread, would the parent give them a stone? No, they wouldn't do that. Or more cruelly, if a child is hungry and asks their parent for a fish, would a loving parent give them a poisonous serpent? No, obviously a loving parent. Jesus goes on to say that if human beings know how to give their children good gifts, then God, who is infinitely good, knows even more how to give us good gifts when we ask him. In the context of the Jesus Prayer, we can be confident that if we ask the Lord for mercy, he will give it to us from his infinite goodness, for his mercy endures forever. But what does mercy really mean? A quick Google search reveals that mercy is defined as compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone for whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. There's no question that for a God who is omnipotent, it is within their power to punish or harm humans. But mercy means that instead of punishing or harming us, God instead shows us compassion and forgiveness. This can be really hard for us to wrap our heads around because it might be so foreign from our experiences in life. But Scripture confirms that God is full of mercy and that God's mercy endures forever. In the Jesus Prayer, we don't only ask God for mercy with our lips, but by practicing the prayer repeatedly, we learn to move the prayer from our lips to our mind, and eventually from our mind to our heart, so that ultimately our whole heart is asking Jesus for mercy. Scripture further confirms for us that Jesus does in fact have the authority to forgive sins. When a paralyzed man was brought to Jesus with the request to be physically cured, Jesus gave him an even more important gift. Jesus gave the man forgiveness. To demonstrate that he really had the power to do what he said that he was doing, Jesus also physically healed the man and gave him the ability to stand, pick up his stretcher, and walk home. The witness of Scripture is perfectly clear on these points. God is a giver of good gifts. Jesus has the power to forgive. And the Lord's mercy endures forever. Keeping these teachings in mind, let's practice the Jesus Prayer together, especially being mindful of moving the prayer from our lips into our minds, and knowing that eventually we're going to work on moving the prayer from our minds and into our hearts, so that our whole heart is engaged in asking Jesus for mercy. If you haven't already, find a comfortable posture, preferably one where your back can be straight and your feet can be on the floor. And take a moment to gather your thoughts and calm your mind. As you start to feel more calm and collected, we'll join together in the prayer of the heart with these words. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Letting the words go from your lips to your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Repeating the words at your own pace, each time allowing them to sink a little deeper into your mind. Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord 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 Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.
Amen.